We'll see what happens.
Well, it's worked out so far.
It has.
Were we live the whole time?
No, we just went live like a minute ago.
No, he does. He's secretly.
Chris loves it secretly. Also, I like that he titled this episode The Crimes of Nolan Nerdcast, like where any of us are actually going to go see the new Harry Potter movie.
Yeah, I'm going to.
Are you?
Yeah, I can't. I got to do it.
Why?
Because I just got to do it.
Man. Is it the Johnny Depp?
See, here's the thing. It's
I hate Johnny Depp.
That's the thing. That's why I'm waiting for Redbox.
Well, I will wait for this to come out. Otherwise, I like Fantastic Beasts a little bit better than Harry Potter, honestly.
Well, here's the thing. I don't really care for Johnny Depp. I fucking hate Eddie Redmayne.
Eddie Redmayne's the fucking worst.
Yeah, I hate him so much.
I like him in
so
this series specifically, though. I liked him better than I liked him in any movie I've ever seen him in.
What are you talking about? What was that movie where he was the bad guy and was
Jupiter
so
Ascending.
Bad? Yes, oh, Jupiter Ascending.
That's a movie where they, like, it feels like a trilogy where they cut out the other two movies. Like they just throw you into shit. And I don't know, they cut out everything but the action scenes. It's just a series of scenes.
Who is this? I can't picture who this is.
Eddie Redmayne?
Academy Award winner Eddie Redmayne?
The guy who looks like he's like a reverse Jamie Lee Curtis.
It looks like he's got a mouth guard in at all times.
He's got a fish mouth.
He's got like a muzzle.
Oh yeah, he's the main character.
Yeah.
So guys, did y'all have a good Halloween?
I did.
What did I didn't do anything.
Mine sucked.
No one asked you.
I mean, I asked.
Oh, wait. No, never mind. He actually did ask you.
Guys, yeah.
Wow.
Is anyone else getting an echo?
No, Matt just disappeared.
I'm still here. Don't worry.
He'll do that.
He's super not here anymore.
Yeah, no.
We can just talk about him.
I can say, I forgot. I've been so wrapped up with all the election stuff that it's just kind of like...
What's up, Crackers?
Florida.
Well, I asked if anyone else heard an echo, and then we just kind of all went on different tangents.
Well, I hear an echo, but it's mostly because you're garbage, and you won't get a better webcam.
He speaks through a mic.
My microphone's not in my webcam.
I got a fancy mic now.
Yeah, so do I. It's over there.
Where? Why aren't you using it then?
Here.
Why aren't you using it?
Because I am.
Are you?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Let's get on.
Such a fucking butthole.
What's on the table? What are we discussing? What are we talking about?
All right, you want to talk about some of the news that happened in the last 2 weeks?
Sure. What news
happened? Did we talk about Iron Fist and Luke being canceled?
We sure did.
We did.
Okay.
Cool. Never mind then.
Wow.
We have Chris
came prepared.
I did. We have our Alec Holland and our Swamp Thing for the DC Universe Swamp Thing show.
What'd you say?
No, go on.
No, I'm saying, are you still just waiting on Young Justice Season 3 to jump on board that?
Also, I want it to be on the Fire Stick.
Mm.
Or on any of the device hooked to my television to stream off of.
Okay.
We have our Swamp Thing. Derek Mears from Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. will be Swamp Thing. And we have Andy Holland from It Chapter 2 as our Alec Holland.
So,
that'll be something. I think we got two different people for the roles. Grant Morrison has signed a deal to produce TV shows on his previous projects. The first one will be The Invisibles coming out in 2020.
Wait, what?
Grant Morrison. Assigned a deal to produce TV shows on his previous projects. It will begin with The Invisibles in 2020.
Okay.
That's a show or a movie? I couldn't imagine.
It will be a show.
Okay, that's good. All right, where will it be? Who knows?
No, it's 2020. It's too far away to find out.
Yeah. No, it's not. It's tomorrow. It's,
no. Taron Egerton will not be in The Kingsman 3, but he may be back for any other Kingsman-related things that will happen.
Oh, no.
To which I say, are they really a movie without Taron Egerton?
But he's the face.
I know. So he seems pretty confident that whatever Matthew Vaughn has cooked up will be worthwhile. So
isn't his name Taron Egerton?
Did I not say Taron Egerton?
I don't know.
All right. Cool. Hey, Fox got their wish this holiday season. Deadpool will be coming back to theaters with a PG-13 cut called Once Upon a Deadpool. And they got Fred Savage, so it'll be like The Princess Bride.
Oh, my God.
Also, in the middle of it will be Deadpool 2. But PG-13-ified.
That's pretty damn good.
I think a dollar of each ticket's going to go to some sort of charity. So
nice. I like that. Yeah. That's nice.
The Wolverine, The Lost Night podcast was apparently very successful. We're getting a sequel, Wolverine, The Long Trail. It's going to have Gambit in it.
Ooh.
Wait, what is it?
And we'll be on Stitcher Premium in the fall.
What's or the Stitcher? Winter.
Stitcher is a podcast network.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I learned something today.
Aren't you supposed to know these things?
Aren't you supposed to know these things?
I did. That's why I told you what it was.
And now I know it. Jesus. So there you go.
So I don't
the
know if
circle
you guys
of life continues, Chris.
I don't know if you guys have been around the internet, but you may have seen that Rick Grimes has left The Walking Dead.
He has.
His final episode's happened, and Rick Grimes is gone. Just in time for his spin-off movies.
16 movies.
Yeah, I haven't watched The Walking Dead since season 2, but apparently a helicopter dragged Rick Grimes away at the end of that episode, and it's just dragging him to a new movie.
That's kind of cool.
So, and AMC's getting into the habit because they just announced this Breaking Bad movie that's coming out in the future, so they're really confident in their properties. Jesse Martin, who plays Papa Joe West on The Flash, will be leaving the show for a bit while he deals with his back issues.
Yeah, back issues are serious when it comes to actors.
Yeah, they're expensive depending on the book.
Huh?
Hey, Matt, this may shock you.
What?
Goku's getting a Thanksgiving Day float.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Why? I'm shocked.
No,
I know you're
float?
I know you're shocked.
It's done. What float for Rose Parade?
Thanksgiving
Day Parade. He's getting a giant float in his brand new Super Saiyan Blue form.
Wasn't it something like 70 feet long?
Yep. And let me tell you, if you think it's easy, coordinating, create a new float with all of the 70 billion license holders in Japan, you are wrong. It is difficult.
Sounds like you have first-hand knowledge of that.
I am just talking about logistics and IP law, Chris. Just a man. Just a man doing
this. Just a man. Job. Man who has nothing to do with it.
Nope, nothing at all. Hey, Chris.
Hey.
I got a question for you.
What up?
Red Dead Redemption 2.
Yeah.
What do you think about it? Success?
I mean, obviously it's a success. It's sold 11 billion copies.
Number.
Specifically, there are real words, real numbers to use, Chris.
Like what?
17 million units. It's already
sold
17 million copies. You want to know what's amazing?
Yeah.
Red Dead Redemption 2 is now officially sold more in its first week, first 7 days, than the original Red Dead has sold in its first 7 years.
I'm not surprised.
The power of Rockstar, baby.
I want to talk more about Red Dead when we get to gaming.
It only reinforces the crunch.
And yep, it's a shame.
Yeah. Is the game good, though?
Hold that thought. Let's come back to that later.
Successful at being a game.
Oh, hey, we got someone in chat.
What?
We got Kogasu talking about how it should have been a Chow Su float. Why? Kogasu, do you want the float to literally explode in the middle of the in the middle of the parade? Because that's what would happen. A Chow Su float, I think, is contractually obligated to be detonated halfway through any event it belongs in.
I want to talk about Red Dead in depth because that's kind of taken a lot of my time. So I want to save that for a little bit.
Okay. We need a Lord Yamcha one.
No, we don't. Shut up. You smell.
God dang it.
All right. Hey.
Be on the right account when I type in chat.
What a loser.
You're a loser.
Hey. Hey, guys, who's seen The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina?
Not me. I'm scared.
Don't be scared. It's cool.
Why are you scared?
I watched the whole thing. It's awesome.
I'm going to be real with you. I get scared very easily.
I'm about 5 episodes in.
It's not actually scary.
Caitlin watched, or Saki watched all of it.
Yeah.
Boy, no one's gonna pick out that mystery name.
It's right. It's like I don't know. It's got a lot of influences that I respect, but it wasn't like oh, they're just doing this or just doing that. I really like they did their own thing. It's just as satanic as I wanted.
Oh, good.
Well, it's a good thing you mentioned Satanism. The Satanic Temple and their awesome lawyer guy, Lucian Greaves, are going to be suing The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina because the giant statue of Baphomet that exists in the Church of Night
is incorrect.
No, it is copywritten by the actual Satanic Church. And they're like, no, thank you. We'll sue you for that.
I don't think they can own that right. That is an old that image
is from the 19th century, and everyone looked at it as like, I don't know that they got a case.
That feels like public domain.
That image is much older. That image is much older than 19th century.
I guess if the Satanic Church could be like, this is our specific one that we have copyrighted.
Yeah, but they're not gonna win this.
So probably not.
Yeah, they're not gonna win this at all. They're gonna
First of all, I don't even know why they're trying to cause a fuss because they make Satanism look awesome.
Yeah, it's attention, but like it's kind of weird because like they're gonna lose a lot of money in getting these lawsuits rolled out against Netflix and against Netflix parent company. And in that process, I don't know how the Church of Satan generates money. I'm
gotta be donors,
right? There's got to be a lot of Satanists out there that are giving money. And
don't you know Hollywood is filled with evil people?
But they're not. No, like that's the thing. Like
Satanists are pretty.
Yeah, they're actually pretty nice people. They're just kind of like, let's just fuck. Weird experience.
I just want to say that Sabrina makes The Church of Night awesome. And within like 3 episodes, I said I would have gone to the dark baptism.
Yeah.
let's just say.
So look what you get for joining the Church of Night. You get basically immortality, super long lived life. You get magic powers, and because you join Satan, you don't have to go to hell.
Yeah.
that sounds awesome.
It would,
Chris. That's just me. Henry Cavill, we saw our first years of Henry Cavill as Jerry the Witcher.
Jerry
the Witcher.
Matt, our Witcher aficionado. How are you feeling about Jerry?
I think for a first look, it's decent. I know a lot of people are like, where's the beard? And to them, I say fake Witcher fan because he didn't have a beard until Witcher 3. Exactly. So way to expose your own ignorance, fools.
Wow.
I mean, don't get me wrong. He does look way better grizzled and bearded.
Now, if we're
going to have a series, you're not going to start in Witcher 3.
Why is the doctor old? So,
and more people should be like, where's that scar under his left eye? I'm just saying. Fuck the beard.
Plus, starting at Witcher 1 is great, or even following the books, because then it'll be something new for people. Everyone already knows the Witcher 3 story, but how many people know Witcher 1 and 2? Or even the books it's based on?
And
the answer is like zero.
You get to learn the really messed up relationship of Yennefer and Geralt. So it's going to be great.
Hey, I have something completely random to mention real quick. Mm-hmm. And I really want to mention it because I can't wait to hear Chris's opinion on this. Chris.
Yes.
Guess who's going to be a special guest at our wedding in 1 month from today?
Who?
It's Kogasu.
What?
Kogasu's going to be at the wedding, baby.
That's amazing. I can't wait to meet Kogasu in person.
Is Kogasu going to be an usher?
No.
Okay. Why would he be an usher?
I don't know.
He's never been to New Orleans, to my recollection. This is all going to be just a fun little excursion for him, and we're so excited to have him at the wedding. And I had to, he's in chat, and I had to like shout out to him because it's going to be amazing.
That's awesome.
That's great. Can't wait.
So, also, we only have one usher, and that's Doug.
I'm an usher.
Yeah, Doug's an usher.
Wait.
Surprise. Right. We don't actually have ushers, but Doug's an usher now.
Who needs an usher? Find your own goddamn seat.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I did ushering once for a wedding. It was so stupid.
Wait, didn't we usher for Stephen Brem?
No, I didn't stand in that wedding.
I was an usher for that wedding.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for finding me the open spot. I could have found that myself.
Wait, no, I wasn't. I was an usher for Dominic.
Oh, yeah, good job.
Yeah.
We're in Delaware.
You see, I like it how this has become such a light week in comics and video games that we're discussing about.
Like
we have stuff to discuss. I just like tangents. I just had to shout out to my boy, Julian.
Understandable. I just don't think there's anything that really happened.
Not for video or comics, but if you're ready to talk gaming, I can switch.
Well, I got like five more things. Let me finish what I'm working on.
All right, go.
I spent a whole 20 minutes on this. All right. Legend of Zelda is a TV show. We don't know whether animated or live action. I'm thinking animated.
Okay.
So who cares? Winter Soldier and Falcon will team up for a Disney Play series. Disney Play is the in-progress name of the streaming Disney service. Speaking of that, the Boba Fett movie is 100% dead because no one cares about Boba Fett. Who could? And the Mandalorian series has their full attention. And finally, Gerald Prescott is our Madam Xanadu for this Swamp Thing show on DC Universe.
Are you saying Mandalorian show is the thing that's happening?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's happening. Boba Fett is not happening.
I care about Boba
Thank
Fett.
God.
I care about the guy that goes in the prequels. So
Temur, whatever his face.
Whatever.
Yeah, that guy.
I don't care about that guy. I don't care about the guy they called Boba Fett in the first prequel.
The little kid.
Yeah, I don't care about that kid. I don't care about his daddy.
There's a real generational gap of Boba Fett because people who were alive when the first trilogy came out are like, Boba Fett's awesome. And after that trilogy is like, everyone else is like, why? No.
No.
Sucks.
I am super into Boba Fett. I'm not into what they ended up doing. Look, Vader was awesome too. Now he's a whiny little 2x4.
I know. Isn't it sad? Sometimes you don't need more answers, people. Sometimes you just...
Well, that's my thing is I'm glad a Boba Fett movie isn't happening because I don't need more of that guy. The only reason I would want more Boba Fett is if you literally handed it to somebody who fixed it by having the guy who is the kid die right in the first episode and somebody in uniform and start calling himself Boba Fett. Yeah. That would be fine with me. But I'd rather just explore the Mandalorian culture. That's way better. Because all you're doing is, the whole reason he was cool was because of the Mystique. When Vader has to tell you not to disintegrate people, that meant something. You were like a crazy person.
Yeah. Here's the ashes of the guy I got. Like, where's my money?
But once you go, here's him as a little kid.
Look off, yeah. He's off, yeah.
Fuck you.
All right, Matt. So what do you want to talk about, bud?
All right. Well, first off, I want to say that this past weekend was the 2018 Extra Life Charity Fund where we raised money for New Orleans Children's Hospital. I want to thank Josh for not showing up when I asked him to. He ghosted me.
I didn't mean to ghost you.
Ghosted me like a chump. He doesn't care about sick cancer kids. However, this was a weird year, unfortunately, for the Nolan Nerdcast's representation in this, because we partner up with In-Depth Media, who are the people that used to follow us to conventions and film us when we were still in person. I could not make it this year because of work. And unfortunately, Kevin and Chris, the other two stalwarts that have been doing it the past 4 years, our friend's bachelor party was that weekend. So they were off doing that. And so I did it remotely while In-Depth Media did it there. So they did it from noon until about 4 a.m. And then I jumped in and finished it from 4 a.m. to close the following noon. And we rose We broke our goal of $1,000 and rose $1,300 all said and done until a mysterious donor named Nola Nerd Chris donated $7 at the end to make our final total $1,337 so we can be leet.
Oh, you're welcome.
Oh, my God.
It's such a great charity because all of it goes to Children's Hospital. And it's a blast to do every year, and we look forward to we've been hoping to do Crackdown 3 for the past 4 years. Maybe it'll be ready next year.
I'm not holding my breath.
You shouldn't. Anyway, that was a big thing that happened. Speaking of Xbox, this year PlayStation is not doing a PSX. There will be no PlayStation Expo in 2018.
Because that's probably meaning that the new PlayStation...
Presumably because everything outside of Last of Us and Ghost of Tsushima, pretty much everyone now is working on a next-gen title. That's just... So there's less to show off. However, Xbox is bringing it back. Xbox hasn't had a fan event in... Ooh, I want to say like... closer to 10 years than it has not been 10 years. I don't know the exact amount. But they're bringing back the XO fan event and with XO 18. And we know some of the stuff they're showing off. We know through leaks that they're bringing Sunset Overdrive to PC finally. And that makes me happy. We know we're going to get updates to a bunch of existing games. They'll probably officially announce their purchase of Obsidian. Microsoft has been on a studio buying spree prepping for next gen because their biggest weakness this generation was not having any exclusive games to really write home about. And a big part of that was if Halo and Gears are already done, what else do you have?
Yeah.
The answer was nothing. So looking forward to seeing what they have. There's going to be a bunch of Game Pass announcements that they said, and they promised a couple surprises. And they, surprisingly enough, they said Crackdown 3 will be in attendance, which will make it the first public event of Crackdown 3 in, like a shockingly long time.
Is it really going to be there?
It will be. So whether or not it'll be good, it doesn't matter.
Oh,
okay. Anyway, that's that. There's been a lot of other big news. Red Dead Redemption 2 will probably close the show on, so I'll hold off on that. Hey, Chris.
Hey, buddy.
Remember PUBG, the game that took the world by fire and was the breakout star of gaming until Fortnite completely shit all over it?
Oh, God.
I want to say that PUBG's got a real case to be like, hey, they stole our idea.
Do they, though? Because they stole their idea from another game.
Yeah, but... Anyway, tell me about PUBG. What's up?
Not only is PUBG finally coming to PlayStation 4 this December, marking the end of the 1 year exclusivity for Xbox, which I think is hilarious because picture in your mind what gaming looked like a year ago. Xbox was being destroyed sales wise because the One X hadn't come out yet. And PUBG was taking the world by storm. Like every week they were like, and we just broke another sales record. And now we're the number one game on Steam. And so Microsoft penning them to an exclusivity contract probably was in their mind at the time, the coup that they needed. And then right when it hit Xbox, that's when Fortnite blew up and signed a bunch of deals with PlayStation. And so Fortnite just completely invalidated whatever work they did for PUBG because Fortnite became the go-to household name. No one's like, oh man, you jumping on PUBG? Now, don't get me wrong. It still has millions of players, but culturally, Fortnite is all anyone cares about. And so when I say that it's kind of a too little too late, that's what I mean.
Okay, all right.
However,
a lot of preamble.
PUBG is saying, hey, remember, so earlier this week, Fortnite announced that they partnered with the NFL, just to let you know how big Fortnite is.
Jesus.
NFL made the first partnership with a game not called Madden. And now NFL skins will be available in Fortnite. You can dress your character as any player from the NFL. That's a massive deal.
Yeah.
Not to be outdone, PUBG decided, hey, we can do that too. And then partnered with DC, but not for everything. they partnered to allow Harley Quinn and Joker, specifically their Suicide Squad costumes, to come to PUBG for $15 a piece. I'm going to send Doug right now the picture of what they look like.
No, you should.
And I'm going to tell you, I will remind you that these are $15 a piece. And someone online made the greatest comparison ever, and I think it's hilarious, is that it's fitting that PUBG and Suicide Squad are partnered up so they can be retired as franchises forever together.
So let me ask you this. Do they have any special perks, or are they just
skins? Nope, they're just skins, my friend.
And Chris, I just think
you as well.
All right. Let's have a look at this.
They both have it.
Awful. That Joker.
Hashtag damaged, baby.
That Joker. No. that Joker looks.
That looks like last generation.
That Joker, it looks like a PS2 game, but that Joker looks like Adam Scott in really bad costume.
Yes! That's what I was trying to think of. It looks like Adam Scott making fun of Jared Leto's Joker, which I would pay $15 for that skin if done on purpose. I wouldn't pay $15 for this Joker skin, although I will say this. The kind of people who would pay for a skin for the Suicide Squad version would probably pay $15.
Anyway, so that's the PUBG. The big news is PUBG's finally hitting PlayStation. I'm being unnecessarily snarky about it, but it's like, if you're going to have a year, it's really unfortunate that the biggest competitor ever kind of invalidated that entirely. Yeah. What else did I have? Smash Brothers. Smash had their final direct. The final news of Smash before launch, and they announced the rest of the characters.
Who's in it, Matt?
Yes, Josh.
I still don't understand the mechanics of the game, but who's in it?
Okay, see, that's all that matters. So they announced Ken from Street Fighter as an echo of Ryu. Because in this game, instead of having clone characters, they're called Echo Fighters. They're mechanically similar, and they're based off an existing character, but they're different enough, just not different enough to be their own separate character, if that makes sense. It's a weird thing. They're called Echo Fighters. Ken and Ryu, makes sense, right? Next, we have Incineroar from Pokemon Sun and Moon, the wrestling cat, fire cat. And his moves are amazing. Chris, you should look him up because all of his moves are right up your alley as a wrestling fan.
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying, look up the trailer. It's amazing. And then they said that's it. That was the 74th character. The 74th character. So that is, we have our complete roster. So I'm going to announce right now all the characters that have been announced for Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, like new, not returning. So like characters like Solid Snake don't count just because they're coming back finally. You ready, Chris?
I'm ready. Let's hear it.
All right. I'm scrolling down. This is the final list of everybody in order.
Okay.
Also, the trailer that they announced was amazing. It's being mashed up with everything where literally every character gets killed Thanos style. And Kirby is the only one that survives. And that's the story mode. Kirby has to save the spirits of every character. And that's how you unlock them.
Interesting.
Kirby is the Ant-Man.
Yep. It's all about nepotism because Kirby is the character that was created by the guy that does Smash Brothers. He's also the creator of Kirby. And yet somehow Kirby is the hero of every Smash game. I'm calling nepotism. Anyway, we have Mario, Donkey Kong, Link, Samus, Dark Samus as Samus's Echo Fighter.
You probably shouldn't do your finger counting.
Yoshi, Kirby. I'm just doing this out of spite now, Chris.
You're not all spiting right. Me.
Fox McCloud, Pikachu, Luigi, Ness, Captain Falcon, Jigglypuff, Peach, Daisy as Peach's Echo Fighter, Bowser, Ice Climbers, Sheik, Zelda, Dr. Mario, Pichu, Falco, Marth, and Lucina as Marth's Echo Fighter,
Marth,
Young Link, Ganon, Dorf, Mewtwo, Roy, Krom as Roy's Echo Fighter.
Cool.
A lot of Fire Emblem characters.
Love Fire Emblem.
Mr. Game & Watch, Meta Knight, Pit, Dark Pit is Pit's Echo Fighter, Zero Suit Samus, Wario, Solid Snake, Ike, Pokemon Trainer with Squirtle, Ivysaur, and Charizard, Diddy Kong, Lucas, who remains the only character in Smash from a game not released in America, because Earthbound 3 or Mother 3 never came here. So Lucas is the only character that has not been released in America. Sonic the Hedgehog, King Dedede, which I love his name, Olimar from Pikmin, Lucario from Pokemon, Rob the Robot, Toon Link from Wind Waker, Wolf from Star Fox, Villager from Animal Crossing, my boy Mega Man, the Wii Fit Trainer, Rosalina, Little Mac, Greninja, the three Mi characters, Mi Fighter, Mi Brawler, and Mi Gunner, Palutena from Kid Icarus, Pac-Man, Robin from, not DC, but from
Fire Emblem,
Shulk from Xenoblade, Bowser Jr., the Duck Hunt Dog, Ryu, Ken as his Echo Fighter, Cloud Strife, Corrin, also from Fire Emblem, Bayonetta, and then here we go. Here are the new ones, besides all the Echo Fighters.
Jesus, those are all the old ones?
Yeah, those are all, except the Echo Fighters. All the Echo Fighters I said were new as well.
All right. You're ruining my life.
Are you ready?
Yeah, let's
hear it. Inkling from Splatoon.
Sure.
Ridley from Metroid.
Cool.
Simon Belmont and Richter Belmont from Castlevania.
Very cool.
King K. Rool from Donkey Kong.
Eh.
Isabelle from Animal Crossing.
Eh.
And Incineroar from Pokemon.
Okay.
And then they capped off the trailer and the direct by announcing the very first DLC, who will be a free download for everyone that buys it in the first month.
Who's that?
Piranha Plant from Mario.
Yeah, I saw his little feetsies online.
He's got little feetsies.
I can't understand how do they all have different moves? How the whole game is just knocking your opponent off the map, right? Am I wrong?
That is exactly right, but what is that? Why is that a bad thing?
Is it just nonsense button mashing?
Oh God, no. Oh my God. I try and button mash against an actor. It's like button mashing in any fighting game. You can button mash until you fight someone that knows what they're doing.
Smash Brothers is like my flat earth. I need to know.
Well, don't worry. It comes out the day before our wedding, so we'll have it that Friday for all of us to play.
Okay.
No, thank you. I will be busy. Whatever time I'm doing that.
If you want to know the insane detail being poured into Smash Brothers, listen to this. You ready? Every single character, all 74 of them, have a tailor-made adventure mode, like arcade story mode. All of them, with different fights, different rules that are tailored to their game to make it like as similar to their game as possible. An example that they gave was Ryu. When you play Ryu story mode, they change the rules to instead of knocking them off the stage, it's on stamina mode where you have a number and every hit brings it down until their health bar ends and you KO them. And all of his fights are against people that are similar, like Lil Mac is Balrog, Zero Suit Samus is a stand-in for Chun-Li, stuff like that. It's ridiculous. Every character has something like that.
That's cool.
So, yeah.
It's also insane.
It's insane. It is insane.
It is. Don't get me wrong. It's crazy. But that's Smash Brothers. That was some of the big news from the past week was that.
Okay.
That comes out in a month, exactly a month from today. Smash Bros. Bringing it up. So, Chris.
Hey.
We got one more thing to talk about before we talk Red Dead.
Oh, I think I know what it is.
Ooh, is it BlizzCon?
Yeah, that's about right. Hey, Matt, don't you have a phone?
I do.
All right, cool. Then it shouldn't be a problem for you.
When we talk what happened at BlizzCon, do you guys know, Josh, Doug?
Yeah, the Diablo mobile game that is just too simple that it's for babies.
Okay. Diablo, I believe it's called Diablo Immortal.
Yes.
It's a mobile game. When they ended, I have two thoughts on this, and then I'd like to hear your thoughts. So they ended their keynote with this. We know from 2 weeks earlier that they made a blog post and announced that Diablo 4 is in the works, but it's nowhere in any way, shape, or form in a showable state yet, so it would not be at BlizzCon. But it was confirmation that Diablo 4 existed.
Yeah.
Yes.
They announced Warcraft 3, a remake of Warcraft 3, which is my favorite thing in the world. We're getting the best RTS is getting a remake, and I'm super happy about that. They announced that WoW Classic is getting a launch. So they announced some stuff, but they ended on a mobile Diablo game, and fans lost their mind in a negative way. And what followed was days and days of harassment and the most toxic community you could ever think of, all being focused that Blizzard betrayed them, that Blizzard is lost touch. And what I need to say about this is this. On one hand, yes, Blizzard should have known better than to end BlizzCon on a mobile game. End on the Warcraft 3 remake, or take a page from the shitty advice of Bethesda and end with a title screen and saying it's in the works. Sure, you won't see it for 7 years, but it's happening. They should not have ended on a mobile game, because BlizzCon is filled with your diehard fans that paid thousands of dollars on tickets, airfare, and hotels to be there. And that was how you ended it. On that front, yes, you let down your fans, you misread the room, and you could have handled that better. But on the other hand, guys, two things. The amount of anger and hate would only be justified if Blizzard came out and said, instead of Diablo 4, we are making this mobile game.
Yeah, that's understandable.
That's the thing. But they're not. They already came out and said Diablo 4 exists. They're just saying we're also making this mobile game, which very clearly is only being made to break into the Chinese market. Let Blizzard make it a couple more $1 billion, then they can put it towards other games. People act like they have one development team and it's an either-or scenario.
Oh, no.
Both are being worked on by separate teams.
It also felt like people were thinking that Diablo 4 was mobile. The reaction just completely threw me. And then when I actually looked up what was happening, I was like, really?
Yeah, it's absurd. That's why I was like, it's that. It's just doesn't make any sense. That.
But once again, I'll say, I don't know any of these people. Who are these people?
Who are these people?
Like the people who are upset about Black Guy being a stormtrooper, the people who are upset about, like, all of these reactions that have been happening over the years. I just realized, I thought back and I'm like, where are these people? Who are they?
Flat Earth.
Yeah. I think it's all the same 40 guys.
It's got to be, right?
They're all, what's that one named after the musical song? It's like an Aladdin song.
Oh, the Proud Boys.
Proud Boys.
Proud Boys. Super not gay, by the way. To stick butt plugs up your butt to prove you're not a hate group while being named after your favorite B-side from the Aladdin.
It's
Broadway.
That's a deep cut.
That's a deep cut.
So, anyway.
I'm just saying closeted people are weird. Yeah. So
what about you, Chris?
I've thought about this, and I think really what it comes down to is what you said, basically. I mean, Blizzard should have known better that no one was going to be psyched about a mobile Diablo. And they should have ended it with, I don't know, anything for the PC. But it's also, I think this is also really interesting about where Diablo falls in Blizzard's hierarchy. Because I saw a comment that made me laugh hysterically. It was like, Diablo is Blizzard's number one property.
And in no way, shape, or form is that true.
No universe.
Yeah, and it is their least lucrative property. And I don't even know if it makes more money than Heroes of the Storm.
Yeah,
I know it makes less than WoW. I know it makes less than StarCraft.
Yeah. And then Overwatch and Hearthstone.
It definitely makes less than Hearthstone, and it 100% makes less than Overwatch.
I feel like Diablo is really more of like, I don't know, because I've been playing Diablo since the first one, so I think it's more, there is a locked audience for Diablo, and there's a locked gamer for Diablo, so they're just making...
Well, similar to StarCraft.
Yeah, they're just making Diablo just for that.
I would still go, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Overwatch. Maybe?
I think StarCraft.
Oh, Hearthstone. Hearthstone makes a shit ton of money.
Heroes of the Storm, then StarCraft.
Yeah, and then Diablo.
Then, like, Warcraft, the old ones.
Well,
you
wouldn't put
more
that
the Diablo 2 is up there, okay?
Yeah.
I'll give you that. But it's not like, it's not the same.
Yeah, but I was saying, I think it really shows the disconnect because the fan base still believes it's the number one property Blizzard owns. And Blizzard looks at it and they're like, no, what?
Diablo is still all of Blizzard. And the thing is, well, I mean, that was my thing. I played Diablo 2 and I was like, this writing still feels like 1998.
Oh, it's so bad.
You know, like, it felt like it was still, like, it didn't improve. Like, when StarCraft 2 came out, it was a severe improvement. It took the influence of every space thing that had come out in the past, what was it, 15 years or something in between, and incorporated it. And it felt like an update and a real sequel. Diablo 2, or Diablo 3,
yeah,
did not feel updated at all. It felt like 90s writing. With really good graphics.
Yeah, and really fun mechanics.
Yeah.
Like, the combat mechanics are great, but the thing that bothers me about any Blizzard-type game is that they always update the games, and through the updates, the games change even more, so the mechanics change.
Well, they've started the thing I don't want happening.
And it's just
kind of
like, yeah, it's like, this isn't the same game that I played when I first played it.
Yeah.
And that is a...
So that's what I'm worried about.
That could be good,
once
but
Destiny
it's also...
started happening, taking that format... for Blizzard into console gaming, I was really scared that we would never be able to play the games we bought.
Yeah.
You know, that it's going to start with they're rewriting history. We're going to, you know, Peter Dinklage was never in the game. As far as anybody else who buys the game now,
and it will never happen.
Now,
yeah.
It will never happen. I'll never be, I have it on my computer right now, on my PS4 right now, but I bought that PS4 recently.
Yeah.
So I will never play that game.
Yeah, you'll never play the first game in the world
without an update. And I hate the idea of that.
Yeah. It's good in some cases, but as a...
It's good to fix bugs.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't like the idea that, like, you know, I don't know, I have a bunch of games I love from the past that, you know, would either, they might even just go away because they can't update. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But yeah, that's what we think.
Anyway, Diablo is not the most popular Blizzard property. Jesus.
And that's absurd. that is crazy. But to end it with a mobile game is kind of a slapping in the face to the Diablo fans. But I get what you're saying, Matt. Like, it is the Chinese market.
They probably thought it was like a compliment. Because it is their like C or middle tier.
Yeah.
Property, and they decided to cap it with it instead of shoving it in the middle somewhere and not having anything to say about Diablo.
But as a mobile game, it is kind of.
I mean, it's backwards thinking.
Yeah,
it's wrong. I'm
it's
just
wrong.
Saying they might have put it from their perspective setting up the show.
So Red Dead.
Oh yeah.
Chris.
Yes.
Red Dead. Are you not paying attention?
No, I was paying attention. I thought you were going to talk first.
No, I haven't started Red Dead.
Okay. So
I have no horse in this race.
So here's where I think Red Dead is. I'm about 25% of the way through. It's a very good game that has lots of money poured into it, and it's very noticeably that has lots of money poured into it. And it's not the game of the year.
Ooh.
No. As of this stage, it is not.
Well,
but I think
a lot of contenders for that came out before this.
Yes, I still think God of War is the best game that came out this year.
Yeah.
But as someone who didn't play Red Dead 1,
wait, guys.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Sorry.
As someone who didn't play Red Dead 1, it's kind of interesting to kind of pour into this game that has a lot of lore, and I can feel that there are bits of lore sprinkled everywhere, but it's lore that doesn't mean anything to me.
Yeah.
Like there's a lot of meaningful conversation And I know John Marston is the main character of one, and he's floating around, but it doesn't really matter. I think some of the controls are not super great.
Yeah, that's the big issue I've heard from everybody.
I think some of the controls are not great. I think they're a little vague on what the meters all mean, because there's like 7 meters that you have to keep an eye on, and I think they're pretty vague of what they all mean, because I kind of have already forgotten what they stand for. But it's a lot of fun. It's good Western kind of fun. And I was struck yesterday because there was a moment where we're in a swamp and my character took a knee, and there was a little puddle from where the knee landed, and it kind of rippled out.
Oh, cool.
And that's what I mean by, like, you can feel the money poured in the way you can feel it in Spider-Man.
Yeah.
You can really feel it in the balls of the horse.
Yes. I absolutely looked for the balls of my horse. And lo and behold, 2 big dangling horse balls. So yeah.
That shrink when it's cold.
Yep, game of the year. Someone spent 100 hours on that.
Yeah. Can I say this, just all balls aside, the black bars that they had to do a hole crunch to shove into the game, not really worth it, right? Like, when I think about the manpower and the suffering that went into those.
Like, yeah, it's...
It could have been on the whole time or off the whole time. You know what I mean? Like...
It's interesting because now I look at it in terms of this 100 hours of crunch they've had, and I'm looking at it like was this necessary, and all in all, it kind of feels necessary because the game is so beautiful, and
it's fantastic. I just feel like it could have been widescreen with
the game
instead of like I'm playing, ride the horse for 2 seconds in widescreen.
Well, that's how you like activate the GPS to take you, and so you don't have to push the A button the whole damn way over. But I think, you know, Rockstar and their dedication to perfection kind of really shines through.
Yeah, you're right. I think if we didn't have this publicity about the crunching that they're doing, we'd be amazed about the balls.
Yeah, it definitely cast it in a shadow where where like 100 hours or so of 100 hour weeks of development in this game, but the result is strikingly beautiful and gorgeous, and everyone has something going on. There's no two NPCs that look alike. There's no two voices that sound alike. So, like, there's tons of effort that are there, and there's so much to do, from the hunting, the card playing, the robbing, the anything else you can think of you can do in the game. So I think that muddies the water, like, a lot.
Yeah.
So I will continue trekking through the West and shooting dudes. I've lost 3 horses so far. Horse 1 got shot by a gang and died. That was a horse named Samson. The second horse was named Johannesburg, and he fell over a waterfall, and he died. Horse 3 is named Spirit, Stallion of the Cimarron, and he is A-okay for the moment. Although he fell off a cliff, and it was touch and go, but he's okay.
Remind me not to let you watch any anymore.
Well, the waterfall wasn't entirely my fault.
Came out of nowhere.
What?
I took the turn a little sharp, and then the waterfall dragged us over.
How?
I mean, nature's a bitch, man. It just took us out. Swept the feet right under Johannesburg.
Are they not like the Skyrim horses that can just climb everything?
Nope, sure can't. Let me tell you, this is one of the things I love about this game. The physics are such that, you know, if you're riding a horse in another game and you get close to a tree, like the force will kind of push you a little bit off so you don't do it. In this game, you just run head first into that fucking tree. Head first, and then the horse runs head first, and it gets knocked out, and it has to lay down for a bit.
They've always made driving. They're so obsessed with making driving hard. I don't understand. I'm trying to play L.A. Noir, and I'm like, I just want to ask people questions. Why am I killing children in the street? Because there's no fucking...
I love L.A. Noir, Tim's L.A. I was like, you should be a good driver. You're a cop. It's like, yeah, but this is faster, so.
Yeah, you can drive.
Yeah.
But I must say I do like it a lot. I think its praise is well deserved. And I think once Red Dead Online comes online, this will be another money teat for Rockstar to kind of just
pump suck along for the next 10 years. Because they did the same thing with Grand Theft Auto. They released it, and then once these new consoles come out, I 100% guarantee a Red Dead 2 next gen version will come out for the next PlayStation and Xbox, and then the cycle will repeat anew.
Absolutely. Perpetual money machine.
Yep.
Hey, can I tell you something weird I saw online?
Sure.
So I'm on eBay, as I am wont to do, and I'm looking for Final Fantasy stuff because I'm working on my Final Fantasy game collection. And boy, you can just sell naked fan art on eBay without any repercussion.
Yeah.
There is an awful lot of Tifa in like nothing that they're just on the page selling naked fan art.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird.
And let me guess, you bought a whole bunch.
Well, no, I mean not this time. But I was sitting there and I was looking at it on my work computer, and there's just a big old topless Tifa, and I was like, oh, that's weird. That shouldn't have popped up here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, you can buy a JP version of Dokken Battle with 1,000 stones for like $40.
Wow. But it's Japanese, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So sell your account.
Doesn't help us.
Sell your account, buddy.
I will. One day.
Yeah.
Do it now. For
thousands of dollars.
Yeah, well, let's be real, like $100.
Nope. Thousands of dollars.
Who's going to give you $1,000 for your account?
I don't know.
No one. Hmm. You just wait till cards become tradable.
Oh, my God.
That game will become ruined.
Ruined.
Ruined. So what else is going on?
No, that's it.
That's it?
That's all a wrap, son.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I thought I had something else I wanted to say, but...
Didn't say it.
It was good.
No, I said I thought I had something else to say. Obviously, I don't.
There's a feeling I have inside about Red Dead that it actually might not be a good game.
Interesting.
I'm waiting for all the hype to kind of just... Because, like, Grand Theft Auto 4 or 5? 5. Grand Theft Auto 5, when I first played the game, I was like, okay, why is there a lot of hype behind this game? And I played a little more, and I was like, oh, it's really good. And then I played it a little more, and I'm like, okay, this game isn't that good.
That's interesting, because I think Grand Theft Auto 5 is the best of the Grand Theft Autos behind Vice City.
But I thought back a little in hindsight, and I don't really think the Grand Theft Auto games are that good. I think it's like you are living out like this, like psychopathic or sociopathic tendencies that you have in this game, and it's like the characters are all tropes from movies and television, and it's just kind of like, oh, I know where this is gonna go, and then like that's why like
it could be the sign of like, you know, some things are very of their time.
Yeah,
and the. Fervor around Rockstar and Grand Theft Auto in particular might be very, you know, early aughts through now.
I'm sorry, go on.
Well, and once the era's over, you know, it's kind of like, I really loved Battlestar Galactica, the new one, but I loved it a little bit less once we moved out of the Bush era and into the Obama era. And I don't know why. It just wasn't that enthralling to me anymore once we were kind of out of the sort of 9/11 phase of government. I felt like it had a lot tied into that. It'll be good again later. in hindsight.
Yeah.
You know, but some things are really Cold War.
Yeah.
You know, and it's only 20 years later you can enjoy them again. But once you're out of the Cold War, you're like, fuck Red Dawn. You know, like,
yeah.
And then later you can find enjoyment again. And maybe Grand Theft Auto is part of that, having a lot of rage or having a, like, built up after 9/11. It might be part of the time.
Yep.
We were way angrier. That's why we got into things like Nickelback.
I'd like to say we're still very angry.
Well,
also,
I think
Nickelback is a timeless gem.
I'm sorry, Matt. What did you
what
say
did
before?
You say before I threw
I was saying I'd like to say that we're equally angry right now.
No, but we're a completely different type of angry.
Yeah.
But we were angry at the other. Now we're split down the middle. Some people are still angry at the other, and the rest of us are angry at them.
Yeah.
It's a completely different type of...
Like L.A. Noir. Like, there was something about L.A. Noir, and I think Rockstar kind of went away from it. And there was something about L.A. Noir that was so fresh.
It was like a level
so
up.
So new. Yeah. Yeah, it really was.
Well, because it had stakes in it that weren't just you getting your in.
Right. Right, right. And the interrogation parts in L.A. Noir were so good.
I just want more
and
more
detective aspect of it. But, like, running around and doing work like you do in Grand Theft Auto and Red Dead, like, I get it. It's fun. And this is coming from a person who plays a lot of Elder Scrolls and a lot of Fallout. But there's something about when you get into that realism a little too much, I feel like the fun is lost. So when the game is buggy and it's weird and it's high fantasy or
breaks it.
And there's things that break. Yeah, exactly. It breaks that kind of escape where you're like, okay, it is a game. And that's kind of cool that that happened. And okay, that's weird that that happened.
But there's also things like, you know, L.A. Noire might ruin Grand Theft Auto because it's Grand Theft Auto. If you are the type of person who wanted content.
Yeah.
Usually, Grand Theft Auto has this amazing gameplay, but you didn't have any content, but you were like, cool, it's fun, it's just a fun game, that's what that is.
Yeah.
L.A. Noire is that game with content in it, and then can you go back? And something else, like Witcher or something, might have ruined it. Like, we've gone into another phase.
Oh, Witcher has ruined a lot of it.
You know, like, for me, certain games, you hit that plateau, the next plateau, and then the previous stuff doesn't look like it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, to me, I'm looking at just the video of Cyberpunk and going, fuck Grand Theft Auto. They don't have jobs like this, you know?
Yeah.
They don't look like this. That game looks like a Grand Theft Auto I'm going to literally starve to death with. Like, I don't understand how I'm going to stop playing that game.
But it is great, like, because I know when first Red Dead Redemption came out, the biggest talk was how it gave birth to the Western.
Yeah.
And that was really good, but like...
Well, Red Dead, there's no way Red Dead Redemption didn't inspire the new take on Westworld.
Yeah.
Because it's basically a show about playing a video game by Rockstar, where you are a merciless, moralless person because you don't care because it's a game.
Right.
Right? And then those people getting their comeuppance. Maybe Westworld ruined it.
But yeah. But I haven't played Red Dead 2, so I can't really say. But there's something in my gut that's telling me that I think it has so much hype, and Rockstar has built a very cult-like following in their game consumption. That
you might just be being contrarian, like the Da Vinci Code, right? It got so fervorous, but there was no way I was ever going to read it.
But it wasn't good.
It doesn't matter if it was good. I was never going to enjoy it. Because too many people referred it to, like, too many people were talking about it.
You might be right. I'll take you on that. But if when I do play it, I'll tell you how I liked it.
That's fair.
I just needed to add that.
On that note, time to roll out for the night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, good evening.
All right. We'll be back next week. Same time.
Same channel.
We'll have some thoughts on Fallout 76, I think.
Probably.
Oh,
hopefully from Josh.
I might. I don't know.
I have someone that played it.
Yeah.
Now I can talk to.
All right. So until next week, we will see you then. So good night, everyone.
Good night. Good night.